pension claim. Asking for more in times when there's less. You cannot justify these excesses, especially when you've got a failure of this magnitude, said Alistair Darling, the UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer. He was referring to the massive pension awarded to the former Chief of the Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS, Sir Fred Goodwin. Goodwin was responsible for the record loss of more than £24 billion and the collapse of the 350-year-old bank. But the former chief is receiving £650,000 a year as a pension, and he's only 50 years old. Many blame Goodwin's strategy of aggressive expansion for the collapse of the bank. The bank experienced severe financial problems. Ultimately, RBS was forced in October 2008 to rely on a UK government bank rescue package, which resulted in the government owning a majority of the shares. Goodwin formally left RBS on the 1st of January 2009. According to some, Goodwin had been regarded as among the most arrogant figures in the city. During his time as CEO, many criticised him for lavish spending, including expenditure on the construction of a £350 million headquarters outside Edinburgh, opened by the Queen in 2005, and the $500 million headquarters in the US. In February 2009, the size of Goodwin's pension became public knowledge. The Treasury Minister, Lord Minas, had previously said that there should be no reward for failure, but Goodwin's pension is now more than £16 million. As a result, he can draw an annual pension of £703,000 a year. There was some pressure for him to return this, but in late February 2009, he refused any requests to do this. The government is currently debating what to do about it. Meanwhile, ordinary people are being laid off and anger towards the former golden boy of banking is growing. Just recently, his home in Edinburgh was attacked by an anti-banking group known as Bank Bosses Are Criminals. Some think this is just the start.